Hey, Simon?
Hello.
Hey, Simon, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. Tara said you were asking her some questions about the pricing structures?
Yeah.
Okay, she wanted me to jump on the line to pull up the pricing structures for Colorado. Let me get this going here. Did you have any questions in regards to the listing aside from just the pricing?
It's, what kind of views do you get per day being on that sort of a page of Google?
Okay, give me 1 second. So, okay, so Adams County, Denver, Aurora, and Lakewood Metropolitan, the last 30 days, and we'll go home restoration. You ever heard of Google Analytics before?
No.
Okay. It's a public site. I'm actually on it right now. Google Analytics allows you to see like which keywords for Google advertising get the most traffic and hits. So that way we can give you like an estimate on what to expect. But for home restoration and home renovations in your service area just in the last 30 days, those two keywords generated 1,812 searches. So I'm not saying that us putting you on the first page is going to get you 1,812 phone calls or anything like that, right? Or that you'd even want that kind of a problem, right? But that is a good number. It's a healthy number. We list you for about 15 keywords at a time, and that's just two of them. And 90% of searches start and stop on the first page of Google. So, you know. I'm sure you can see a value in being listed where majority of people are going to end up pulling the trigger or looking for a trusted contractor. Okay. Have you heard of like Advantage Services LLC or ServPro?
Yeah.
ServPro is pretty huge. They have locations with us all over the United States. But those are some of the guys that are up there in your area. There's also Abbott's, but they're pretty large too. I would want to quote you something similar to like Advantage Services. That sounds like you're a smaller, to medium sized business. Do you even have like a crew or anything, or is it just you?
It's very small.
Very small. Are you looking to grow or expand, or are you just primarily trying to get some extra work right now?
Primarily trying to, perfect the method of everything.
Yeah, I mean, the most effective way to market and bring in leads consistently is going to be this right here. I mean, Google advertising has been the number one way for businesses to market for the last 15 years. Majority of lead generation companies out there that you would buy leads from are getting the leads from Google advertising. If you actually look up home restorations, you'll see Yelp and Home Advisor and Angie's List and Houzz. They're all on the first page of Google too, because they know that's where all the traffic is. But we don't charge per lead or click or call. We don't sell your leads to four or five other people, right? You get live calls from real people in real time when you're on the first page independently. So, my clients have a lot better success with that and a lot less tire kickers and nonsense. As far as pricing, if you were to come on board with us today, I can actually get the price lowered. It's normally $399. That's what Advantage Services has with their website and everything included. I can get you the same package, but I could reduce it to just $249 month to month. So it's about $150 less from a pricing perspective. But we're not cutting any corners.
Yeah.
You'll still get all the same bells and whistles. You'll get your own .com site if you don't have one. We'll purchase a domain name for you, develop all the content and host it for you, have that attached to the Google business profile that we'll create and get verified and host for you as well. There's also some Facebook ads in there. You're on the first page of Bing. And then we host all the online directories for the business. So you'd get Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. Most of your calls are going to come from Google though. Those directory submissions are just things that we could do for you because they have a pre-existing relationship with Google. So we're able to submit you to those for pennies on the dollar. But, I mean, I know you got Home Advisor. I know that's a tough pill to swallow already as it is. How long have you been using that? It says Angie's Home Advisor by Angie's.
Yeah, so that's not even going to start until tomorrow.
Okay, so you could still technically get out of that. You're like in a revision period.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's good.
They already approved it. They're just working on setting the profile.
Gotcha. Well, I have people ask me all the time, like, why didn't you call me before I did House or before I did Home Advisor or Angie's, you know? And so if you're still in that revision period, you know, we could definitely get you this first page placement and then get you in position to where you wouldn't need to pay per lead anymore. And that usually will save you a lot of money. I know guys on that platform spend like $250 to $300 a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So without you having to pay per lead, that'll definitely keep the overhead down and work on the business's long-term branding.
Yeah. Okay. So you said you guys could help build the actual web page itself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll purchase the domain. We'll develop the content, obviously with your input. We want to make sure it represents your business properly and looks how you want it to look. But we do all the legwork on it, and then we also provide hosting. So while you're using our services, if you want to make any changes or adjustments to the site, you just let us know what those are, and we'll modify it for you and make sure it's all up to date, up to your standard.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. And what's the cost of having you guys build the website?
The website is something we would actually include for you as somebody who's doing the Google Places placement with us on the first page of Google. So there's no extra charge. That's going to come with the service at the $249 pricing structure monthly.
Okay. Well, I'll give you guys a try.
Yeah, you'll love it. The major benefit is that first page placement. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there that build these $5,000 websites, and it's like they're not getting any traffic on it because they don't have first page placement. So the fact that we're able to get that first page placement and get you the site, it's like a double whammy. So I'm going to create your Google business profile for you. I'm going to submit it to Google, let them know that you're going to solicit that placement. And then when they receive the notification, they're going to send you this pin in the mail. It's like a postcard size envelope, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that I'll need from you. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. What's the street address that I could send that to, Simon?
It's 16521.
16521. East.
121st.
121st. Circle Drive?
Circle Drive. Yeah.
Okay. I got it. Yep. 80603.
Yep.
All right. We're going to go ahead and send that out. Do you want me to hide your street address from being displayed on Google?
If you could, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All the online listings will be uniform, so I'll have it just say Brighton, Colorado, 80603, but we'll hide the street address and deactivate all turn-by-turn directions.
Nice.
You're going to them, so there's no real reason for us to have it displayed. It's just going to be used to send that pin to you in the mail. And then
and one of my partners does have a showroom over in North Glendale. I'm hoping to start running out of so I can bring the customers to me and show them what kind of cabinetry and flooring they have to choose from.
Would you rather me send the pin there, and then, I mean, as long as they can receive mail there, I can have it hidden until you guys give us the go-ahead, and then we can have it displayed. It'd be a lot easier than remailing it twice.
Yeah, couldn't I just take that mail over here?
Well, if I send it there, that's going to mark like your center location usually on the map. And so that's going to have that city, state, and zip. So if you want that to be like more the centralized service area that this is covering, then you want to send it to that Brighton address. But if you guys are going to have it set up to a point where people can get like turn-by-turn directions on the listing, we want to have that address on there, because then we don't have to repin verify it. We could just start showing it. You know, like I could hide it for now, and then once you guys are ready to have people go there, you just let me know, and I could start displaying the address rather than re-pin verify, like send this letter out in the mail all over again later.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll give that to you then.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's, that address is 1015.
1015? East.
East 70th Avenue.
70th. Avenue. In Denver?
Denver, Colorado, 83229.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably better, too. It's kind of right center of Denver, so that's always good. Large metropolitan area just means higher traffic. What's your last name, Simon?
It's Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N.
Okay. And you said you had a partner. Is it like a silent partner, or is he like actively involved? Should I add him to the profile?
We can leave him off.
Okay.
He's just really good to be partnered with because he can do, he has subcontractors for everything.
Oh, yeah.
They all respond very quickly and, Bradford Automotive just had their roof collapse in a couple of weeks ago.
Mm.
And we, all working together already have a new roof and wall put up. And the drywall are in there currently.
It's that's awesome.
The rate of speed that we're able to accomplish working together is why we're partners.
Yeah. No, that's a great partner to have, too, because we could list you for some other keywords, too. Like, you get up to 15. So, I mean, let's say for the home restoration, you only target about 10, and then you could do some roofing stuff, too, and you could always subcontract those leads out. So maybe get, like, a percentage of it and give it to him or one of his guys. A lot of ways to monetize when you're up there and you have this verification. What's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
All right. I haven't verified that the work email works yet, but
okay.
It would be info.
Simon, let's use one that we know works. I don't have to have this displayed anywhere or like on the site until... I mean, you can update me. I'll send you my number, and once you verify that's working, we could, or I could send a test to it right now if you want.
Yeah, it's, we can do my personal now, and as soon as I verify it, I can.
Yeah, this is more just for your receipt and everything in writing, so that way you have documented everything we're doing for you for the price.
Right on.
Okay.
Yeah, so that would be Simon Newton.
Okay.
0111.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
All right, perfect. Let me go ahead and update. Okay, and then the phone number we're on is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me go ahead and update. Okay, and how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed on Google, Bing, and Facebook?
So it's 8 to 6. But we do after hours as well. There's just an additional fee.
Okay, so emergency service is available for additional charge. Now, the 8 to 6 traditional hours, is that Monday through Friday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. So and the emergency services... Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, weekends we also offer emergency services.
Got it. So what I was going to put is like 24/7 emergency services available for an additional fee. And then the traditional work hours, though, are Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. So they understand anything outside of, whether it be before 8 a.m. Monday through Friday or after 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, is going to fall into that emergency services category where they're susceptible to an additional charge.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Let me go ahead and submit. And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers.
Yes.
Okay. Submit. All right, perfect. So I got the profile created. I'm going to go ahead and send them this notification, and they'll send off your PIN verification letter to you here in the mail. And then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. And have you guys established a company logo yet?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, perfect. I would like you to send that in. And then do you have any, I would imagine you probably have a few, like before and after shots of some work you guys have done in the past?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. We want to build up the portfolio on the Google business profile, on the website, the Facebook page, on your Bing listing as well. Just want to make sure we have the tools that your potential prospects might need before they make a decision. And do you guys have license, insurance, or registration?
So, my the guy I'm partnered with has insurance. I'm still waiting on my insurance to finalize some details.
Okay.
But yes, we will be.
It's in the process.
I will also be insured.
Gotcha.
So there,
okay.
Yeah. There is insurance currently under his like for the
under him.
Bit of detail.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Then, so there's a form that they're I'm going to text to you right now. It's called a Google verification form. I just want you to be familiar with this because this is like the only paperwork you really have to do. And it's a pretty easy form. It's a digital form. And you could upload the photos from there. You don't have to send it in right away. If you want to wait for like the insurance to come through so that way you have it, that's totally fine. But it does let you know at the very bottom if you're missing anything, don't panic. Like just fill out this form as best you can. If you're missing anything, we'll just three-way call and we'll verify the listing for you over the phone with the Google representative on the line with us. It's a video verification they do. So it'll either be through FaceTime or Google Meet, whichever's easiest for you.
Okay.
All right. But definitely fill that out and send that in. We want to put your Google verification badge and check mark on your listing. It just adds a lot of credibility to the business. Looks a lot more professional if they know that, you know, you have that paperwork.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I got the business profile set up. We're going to want to interview you, Simon, just to make sure we're customizing the campaign properly. We're going to go over like your keywords and services that you're listed for, the service area that you cover, and then we got to purchase that domain and start working on the website, get a general idea on how you want that to look. So we have already like a set interview process for this. So they just kind of walk you through it. It's like set questions. Usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes to complete. Do you have time today to knock it out?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you're not too busy, I can actually request to get a representative on the line with you here in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. Yeah, let's get it rolling. I'm like, if you pay today, let's start knocking stuff out. All right, so let me just make sure I send this account downstairs to them. That way they can do some keyword research and get ready for this call. Okay, and I wanted to ask you, are you interested in any kind of like a Google Voice tracking number? By chance, I don't know if you know the benefits of those, but the Google Voice tracking number will display a separate number that'll forward to your line in real time. But as it comes through your line and ID system, that lets you know that it's a potential lead that came through that number. So that way you could kind of differentiate your business calls from your personal calls on your device.
I think that's okay because I do get a lot of referral work from a lot of contractors as well.
Okay, well it's up to you. It is a one-time charge of $50, but I just offer that to you because I have a lot of guys where they like end up getting a business phone number to separate from their personal phone number, and rather than you pay like $40, $50, $60 a month for a whole separate business line, we could just throw in that Google Voice number and the tracking system. And that makes things a lot easier. Like the tracking system comes in the form of a downloadable app and it'll basically pipeline all your leads. So even if you're missing calls, it'll save them in there. And then there's even like a recording platform in there where you can hear the conversations. So that way you're not like losing track of any of your customers. It's like a customer relationship management system. You could even request reviews through there, sends them like a text message with a live link to your Google business profile to leave that star rating and write a little review for you.
Yeah. Is that something I could set up later?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, I'd be inclined to include the tracking system for you. We do have to have the one-time charge if you want to do the tracking phone number, but I can include the tracking system for you today if that's something you want, that CRM system.
Yeah, and that's also just a one-time payment, not a monthly.
Well, no, it's not a monthly. So that one, for usually what we do is we have the tracking number and the system set up together, and it's a one-time charge of $50. So normally it would do is change your first month's payment today to $299, and then each month it'll go back down to $249.
Okay. Yeah. And then
you want to do that?
Yeah, okay. It sounds like it has review benefits.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, having you on the first page is always beneficial, but if you have a 5-star rating up there, it definitely helps.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then I got the client interview technician on standby. So I just got to secure your first month payment, do a brief voice verification with you, get you everything in writing, and then I can get you into this client interview. How did you want to secure your first month payment, Simon?
I'll do it with card.
Okay. Now, is this going to be under your name, or does it also have the business name on it as well?
It'll just be under my name.
Okay. So Simon Newton. And then is the billing address the Denver street address, or was it the one you gave me initially?
The Brighton address, the one I gave you initially.
Okay. Let me see if I still have this anywhere. Crud. I deleted it and updated the new address. Can you repeat the Brighton address back to me?
Yeah, it is 16521.
Okay.
East 121st.
121st.
Circle Drive.
And that's
that was Brighton.
I remember that.
Yep.
Okay, Brighton. And the zip code?
80603.
Okay. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All right. It's 4465.
4465.
400.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4003.
4003.
5298.
5298.
9471.
9471. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
08 of 26.
08 of 26. And then 3-digit code on the back.
It is 944.
944. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. Now, if I say anything in this voice verification that you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, Simon. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Upright Home Restoration.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
It's Simon James Newton, and I am the owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
All right, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, Simon, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We say 24 to 48 hours, but we understand. Sometimes you guys get so busy you might miss some calls, but it's good to be mindful, not to at least try to get back to them.
We do. Yeah, I do a lot of emergency service, so I try to get back within 15 minutes at the latest.
Yeah. Yeah, you usually have your best conversion success when you answer the live calls. Usually if you have to call them back, they might go Googling somewhere else. So they say that's the best time is when they're calling you live.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Okay. It's just Angie's List, but I will probably be canceling that.
Oh, well, we know what you're currently doing, Simon. They're just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add anything additional, give us a heads up so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the online listings.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, we just don't want any duplicates floating around. Minor discrepancies like a wrong address, wrong phone number, or even a letter being off in your name kind of triggers Google to put the listings on a hold until they can verify what's actually going on. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for what's called a platinum package. Normally it's $249 with this discount that I applied for you, but there's a one-time setup fee of $50 going towards your account dashboard and tracking system and the optional call tracking number. Moving forward, each month on the 10th day, it's going to be at the discounted pricing structure of $249 and it'll stay there. Okay. It says in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services one day, contact us before the 10th day so that way we could stop that billing cycle. And that's it. We part ways as friends. And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to process this payment here. Stay on the line with me. We'll get you the payment confirmation and everything. And then I'll also get you live transferred into this client interview, okay?
Okay.
All right. Are you driving?
I am.
Okay. Are you going to be able to get through the client interview safely? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
5 minutes from the job site. So.
Okay, no worries. No worries. Take your time. I'm just going to make sure I get you confirmation on everything. I'll hang on the line with you here, and I'll send them a message on the back end, make sure they're all ready to go. So. Oh, don't forget to update your partner if he's the one that's at the brick and mortar location on a regular basis, because that PIN that's coming in the mail.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just good to give him a heads up on that. I don't want him to like mistake it for junk mail and like throw it away. I mean, we could still work around it, but that just kind of creates a little headache. It's a lot easier if we could just get that 5-digit number and then do the optimization.
As long as it has my name or the company name on it, they'll know it's not junk mail.
Yeah, it says Google on it, like big colorful letters too. It's kind of like a postcard more than like a letter or anything like that. So, and then on the back, it'll have the business name and it'll have the little 5-digit PIN number. You got to like remove the tag over the number so you could see it or like reveal it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you only got to do that once. So like once you guys are PIN verified, you know, you'll always exist as a verified business unless you, like, relocate or move or go out of business.
Okay.
All right. So you should be getting the payment confirmation. There'll be an outline of the agreement in writing in there, all in black and white. It looks like you have another copy of the Google verification form, and it looks like they already created the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system as well. It looks like they all sent that over to you. And then all of this stuff has been emailed to you as well. I do want to let you know, it probably looks like a lot when you look in your text messages right now. Like even me just looking at it, it looks like a lot of mess. If you ever feel like you're confused or you need help with it or you're missing something, we have 24/7 customer service and my direct number extension's also in there. The customer service line's on every text and email that you get from us. So like, don't hesitate to call in if you need anything. We basically treat our business owners like they're computer illiterate 5-year-olds. You know, we just kind of like walk you through it and do it all for you and, you know, assume that you don't know what you're doing. So no questions or dumb questions. Just, you know, call in. That's what you pay us for at the end of the day.
Okay.
All right. And then I'm just waiting on this client interview technician. I'm sending all the notes down. I do want to give him a little bit of a head start, just because I sent him a message on kind of short notice. I know your guys' focus, you were saying, like home restoration, home renovations. Sounds like you'd obviously do some remodeling and stuff too, right, when you're doing a restoration. But what other keywords or services should we list you for on the first page of Google?
Could also be mold, hail damage.
Okay, like mold window, remediation?
Roofs. Yep.
Okay. Remediation, windows. What did you say after windows?
Roofs.
Roofs, okay. Yeah, we talked about roofs and subcontracting that out. Okay. Water damage, fire damage.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, and then we have this analytics system, so that should give them a good, like, starting point. The analytics system lets us see, like, which ones are getting the most traffic. We're obviously not going to recommend you, you know, add a keyword that's hasn't had any hits in the past couple months, so I think this will be a good starting point for them, though. Okay. All right, Simon, we're looking good. Let's see what kind of domain names they have available for you. See if they just have uprighthomerestoration.com. Are you guys an LLC at all or incorporated with anybody?
We're an LLC.
Okay, so you do have the LLC. Okay. Okay, go ahead and add this. And does your partner speak any other languages? Or everything's just English, right?
Yeah, everything is English.
Okay. That's kind of a weird question to ask, but.
He
speaks what?
I hired a guy that doesn't speak any English, so we have a great time.
Uh-oh. Okay. That's funny. A lot of times those are good workers, though, you know? They got good work ethic, but yeah, communication kind of sucks. My wife's not originally from the States, so I had to deal with an accent all the time, and it's kind of like a bad thing now because my boys are 5 and 3, and so they say some things like she says it, and they think that's like proper, and I'm like, no, that's not right. You got that from your mom for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I have this client interview technician on standby.
All right.
All right, bear with me for just a moment. And you don't have any Facebook business page anywhere, he's asking me?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Till this point, all my work has been word of mouth, and it's been pretty consistent work like that.
Okay. That says a lot. I mean, if you could do anything like that, then you're gonna kill this. Because it's an outdated way of doing things, but I mean, the only guys I really see that are successful like that is like if they stay in like their hometown and then like they grew up there and maybe they just kind of know everybody in the community, so then they typically do well. But nowadays, word of mouth chains are really hard to establish from scratch, you know?
Yeah, I have about 40 plumbers that have seen me rebuild some pretty nasty situations, so they're very confident in suggesting me.
Yeah. That's expensive too. I know I had to remodel my whole bathroom, because of my oldest son. He just kind of like flooded the whole thing out and I had to get new carpet and it was messed up. It took a lot. I even needed some drywall, like the baseboards all had to be ripped off. You know, it was bad. It was expensive.
Yeah, that's why I started this. Most water mitigation companies that felt are, significantly overpriced.
Yeah. I didn't really have a choice. I did get some help though from the homeowners or the homeowners insurance. I'm not in an association. It was homeowners insurance. And so I did get some help from that, but it still hit me for like $2,500. And they took care of everything else.
Yeah.
So it was a pain. Like the actual bill versus what I paid, you know, if I didn't have the insurance, I don't know if I would still have a son anymore. Would have strangled him like Bart. All right, so I got Joyce on standby. I'm gonna tell her to go ahead and give you a call.
Okay.
So you're gonna get another call.
Okay.
And she's going to be the one to walk you through it. So once this call comes through from her, you could go ahead and pick it up, and then she'll take it from there. And then, like I said, if you need anything moving forward or if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to give me a shout. You have my direct number, and then we also have 24/7 customer service available to you.
Awesome.
All right. Hang on the line for just a second. I'm going to get Joyce with you.
I just want to double text her so we know it's not going to move again.
All right, Simon, that's going to be her calling right now.
All right.
All right, well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. You have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
You as well, man. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.